There's a reason that every time indie rockers The Hold Steady come to Salt Lake City, I treat the show date like a holiday. That means pre-show barbecues, post-show hangouts to dissect the minutia of the show just witnessed, and often taking the next day off to recover. Few bands are as revered in my household as this crew led by Craig Finn. I even have an autographed poster from a long-ago show in Montana hanging on the wall of my living room. For the past decade, The Hold Steady's straightforward rock sound and Finn's incredible ways with lyrical narratives have combined to make them critical favorites and one of the best live bands working today. The band formed in 2003, and my own fandom started in 2006, when the Brooklyn crew released an album called Boys and Girls in America. It is a brilliant collection of songs that references everything from Jack Kerouac to rock festival medical tents to Finn's own Catholic upbringing. Seeing the band play live was an eye-opening experience, as Finn channeled Bruce Springsteen's rock and roll evangelist stage persona to lead the Hold Steady through high-energy tours, supporting new albums every couple years. Now entering their second decade as a band, the Hold Steady released a new album earlier this year called Teeth Dreams, the band's sixth album overall. Gone are the organs, making Teeth Dreams a more guitar-oriented, raucous affair than the band's past few efforts. One of my favorite songs from the new release is called Spinners. Once you're out there, everything's possible. Even a bad night sound, all that trouble. Lost in your grip, it feels so incredible. The Hold Steady play the Urban Lounge on Monday, July 14th. Visit theurbanloungeslc.com for tickets and more information. Some other great shows are happening this week. The Reggae Rise Up Festival is today and Sunday at Liberty Park and includes performances from a wide array of reggae artists, including Mattis Yahoo, Slightly Stupid, and Stephen Marley. Jurassic 5 returns to Salt Lake City for the first time in nearly a decade on their reunion tour. These great sounds should not be left to gather dust. That stops at the Complex on Tuesday. One of the best band names I've heard in quite a while is headlining Wednesday at Kilby Court. That would be Guantanamo Baywatch. And Y-Oath, an indie rock duo, headlined Friday at the Urban Lounge. For KUBR's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Nairn.
For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. In Lisa Howarth's first novel, Flying Shoes, Mary Bird Thompson is haunted by the past, by the history of Virginia, where she grew up, by the history of Mississippi, where she now lives, and by the history of her own family. More often than not a loving mother and wife, she sometimes has an impulse to self-destruct. Her little brother was murdered when she was a teenager, and she's harbored an amorphous sense of guilt ever since. She's tried to stay anchored in the present, but hasn't always succeeded. Now, suddenly, years after that trauma, she gets a call from a detective telling her there's new evidence in her brother's murder and that she's to come to Richmond the following Monday, that he'll expect her mother and brothers as well. From that day forward, we follow Mary Bird through her week, through the rooms of her house, and through the streets of her town as she thinks about her brother or tries not to. We likewise follow Teaver, her gardener, who's homeless and happy that way, and Ernest, whom Mary Bird recognizes as trouble, but finds increasingly attractive anyway. We follow Evergreen, her housekeeper, who thoroughly disapproves of Mary Bird, and we watch Mary Bird trembling on the brink of self-destruction as Monday, the day of reckoning, draws ever nearer. Lisa Howarth is a born Southern storyteller, sure-footed in terms of dialogue, gifted with the ability to make words dance on the page, and insightful in terms of character. Mary Bird is thoroughly likable for all her errant impulses and her cynicism, but she's complex, tough, kind, smart, impatient, self-indulgent, and funny. She turns a jaundiced eye on the stuffier parts of Southern society, while Evergreen, who isn't convinced by Mary Bird's liberalism, turns that jaundiced eye back on her boss, causing a humor born of irony to pervade the novel. It's this irony, coupled with the razor edge of tension as Monday looms, the haunting backtail of loss and guilt, that turn Flying Shoes into that best of things for readers, an honest, vivid, thoroughly engrossing, and memorable novel.